Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
We've all experienced that frustration when we can't get past a tough section in a game. Watching our character getting killed repeatedly can cause you to scream at the TV even. But as hard as it is to believe, there are some platformers, RPGs, and beat-em-ups that are more enjoyable when you fail your mission, die constantly, or just come to terms with the fact that you're pretty rubbish. So with that in mind, I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video games that are better if you suck. Number 10, Returnal. As a roguelike, you're supposed to die over and over again in Returnal. In fact, this mechanic is woven into the plot. Here, you play as Selene, an astronaut trapped on an alien planet who finds that every time she dies by the hands of the planet's beasties, she wakes up in a new body back at her crashed ship. Consequently, the plot relies on Selene making progress little by little, eventually reaching the source of the signal that brought her to this place over the course of what could be months and years. To drive this journey home as well, each time you respawn, the world will procedurally generate rooms that give the player new insights into the lore, or even audio recordings from Selene's previous failed attempts. However, if you get quite good at the game early on, you can miss a lot of these plot developments. Even worse, when you get to the third biome and Selene is talking about what a journey it's been and how long it's taken, well, it doesn't really feel quite as satisfying when you're only on your 10th run of the whole game. Granular progress is part of the fun here, and if you nail a sick run and get through a biome in one go, it can leave you confused as you encounter some pretty big plot developments. Number 9, Death Stranding. The cliche is that the journey is always better than the destination, but that's never been more true than with Death Stranding. Detractors like to write this one off as the ultimate walking simulator, and in a way that's kinda true. While there is combat here and there, the bulk of the game centers around delivering parcels to outposts across the open world. The thing is though, you have no easy way around, and each direction you go off in brings formidable opponents, whether that's difficult to climb hills, snowy canyons, or rivers with harsh currents. Chances are then you're going to get stuck at first, but that's what makes the game so rewarding in the long run. See, this is a game where the satisfaction comes with conquering the geography, and finally feeling confident in making those perfect deliveries. And that journey is all the more satisfying if you're falling flat on your face over every pebble you see early on. You want to make mistakes early on, remembering the time that you got swept downstream and only rescued 5 of your orders, because it shows just how far you've come when you do master those mechanics. Having perfect balance and knowing the best routes in your first go is good, but you lose that learning curve that makes Death Stranding's gameplay just so compelling. Number 8, Hitman. The recent Hitman trilogy is made up of absolute nonsense games. Despite it being built around a silent assassin attempting to kill shady individuals, it has a wicked sense of humor. From the elaborate scripted assassinations to Agent 47 himself, there's a lot of slapstick fun to be had, and there's no better example of that when a mission goes tits up. While it might be tempting to reset a level when you've been compromised or messed up, being forced to stay in the moment and improvise can often lead to the Hitman trilogy's most memorable moments. Launching a briefcase at some poor NPC, only to be spotted and in turn launch a wrench at that person who found you, can lead to crazy scenarios where you're trying to hide a load of bodies and slip out of a situation, only to slip back in wearing another disguise. In fact, you can kind of turn the game into a Laurel and Hardy type skit or something, resulting in an experience far more memorable than simply following the waypoints and pulling off the assassinations perfectly. Number 7, Super Mario 3D World. Super Mario 3D World was the first mainstream platform game in the series where you could explore the Mushroom Kingdom with up to four players at once. A dream come true for every Nintendo fan and anyone sick of sharing the controller with their siblings. However, 3D World is a lot more harder than most of the entries, concluding with one of the most outrageously difficult worlds in any Mario game ever. But if certain levels prove too tricky for you, it's no biggie, because if you die five times in quick succession, an invincible super leaf will appear at your spawning site. By touching this leaf, you will obtain the White Tanuki suit, which works like the Starman power-up, except that it lasts for the entire level. This snazzy outfit won't protect you from pits or lava, but it will render you invulnerable to all attacks and enemies. So you no longer have to be alarmed about charging chooks and banzai bills smashing into you, since they will just die the instant they make contact with you. So if you're struggling in a certain section, it's not the end of the world, just jump to your death five times in a row, and the game will reward you for your suckiness. Number 6, Until Dawn. Until Dawn is essentially an interactive movie where you, the player, have control over who lives and who dies. This is usually accomplished through decisions made in dialogue or quick-time events during certain set pieces. Make the wrong choice or miss a button and characters can be killed and die at any time. Consequently, while a perfect run is still a lot of fun, so much of the horror comes from the player's own mistakes. Watching a character you've grown to love suddenly get killed can be shocking, and it's tinged with the fact that it was probably maybe your own fault. Horror only works when the audience is disempowered, and throwing players a curveball for failing can keep their emotions on a rollercoaster that makes Until Dawn full of extreme emotional highs and lows, you know, the way they should be during a good horror movie.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5, The Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask. On your first run of a Legend of Zelda title, you can spend hours exploring each dungeon to uncover secret paths and hidden items. But once you know where to go and how to solve every puzzle, it sort of takes the fun out of it. The issue is more noticeable in Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask because the gameplay relies a lot more on trial and error. After Link learns the moon will destroy the land of Termina within 3 days, he must do everything he can to avoid this calamity. By using the Ocarina of Time, you can reset the 3-day time restraint to give yourself more time to explore. To complete quests, you must memorize what the citizens do on each day. For example, you need to stop a thief robbing a woman in North Clocktown on the first night to obtain the Blast Mask. If you fail, you will need to reset the timeline to then try again. This unique structure compels the player to explore different regions at different periods to see how they change. And even though this can be painstaking, it's so gratifying when you stumble upon a new character or locate a new item. But once you memorize each character's actions, you are no longer really relying on skill or exploring. boring, instead making the whole experience feel like Groundhog Day. Consequently, Majora's Mask is almost better when you don't know what to do. Number 4, the Mario Kart series. Mario Kart stands out among other races due to its colourful aesthetic, cartoony style, and the fact that you knock your rivals off the track with a red shell. But another element which deserves more praise is the franchise's balanced difficulty. See, the further you are from first place here, the more likely you are at picking up better items. Because of this, the gameplay can be more fun when you're way behind. When you're winning it, it can be pretty boring, since you only pick up nothing but banana peels, coins, and then more banana peels. If you're in last place though, you can obliterate your competitors with a Starman or a blue shell. By using lightning, you can shrink your fellow racers, making them too small to drive across long ramps. And in situations like this, you can jump from dead last to first place in seconds, leaving your competitors in the dust. Because straddlers are guaranteed the best power-up, some players are even reluctant to go for first place too early, knowing they are leaving themselves vulnerable. Number 3, Sifu. Sifu begins with 5 criminals breaking into a martial arts school and killing everyone, including the head teacher. Playing as the mentor's child, you must track down the murderous quintet to avenge your father, and to aid you in your quest, you use a talisman which automatically revives you if you're killed. But there's a catch. Every time you come back to life, you get the chance to use your XP to upgrade your character. Purchase the upgrades 5 times and you can unlock them permanently. Consequently, by dying and then buying, you're going to get the chance to try out different moves, combos, and techniques, filling out the arsenal at your disposal. Now, without doing an awful humble brag, I actually played through this game only unlocking 4 moves. And I promise I'm not tooting my own horn, because going back, I realized just how much depth I missed, and how much cool-looking stuff is actually in this game. So, you know that famous philosophy, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger? Well, in Sifu, it's actually the other way around. You should be embracing death when it comes, since it'll help you unlock the tools you need to emerge victorious. Number 2, Eternal Darkness. The characters you take control of in Eternal Darkness have a standard health meter and a magic meter, but what makes this underrated GameCube title unique is how each playable character also harbors a sanity meter. See, every time you encounter a ghoul, a ghost, or a Lovecraftian beast, your sanity dips. When it becomes dangerously low, you will start to hallucinate, and in these instances, you may hear babies crying, see bodies hanging from the ceiling, or find your own corpse in a blood-filled bath. Since low sanity makes the game more difficult and decreases your health when it hits 0, you should perform a spell or drink a potion to keep your meter full. But since the sanity effects are the most entertaining aspect of Eternal Darkness, players will actually intentionally lower their meter because they want to see some pretty messed up stuff. Despite the fact that the game is much harder when the sanity effects renders your character invisible or turns the room upside down, the surreal experience more than makes it worth it. With over 50 sanity effects to entertain you, you will allow yourself to go crazy just to experience every single one of them. Number 1, Hades. In Hades, you play as Zagreus, Hades' defiant son, who is trying to escape the underworld to reunite with his mother, Persephone. Since the land of the dead is designed to trap souls forever though, escape is nigh on impossible unless you get past a myriad of demons, a glut of booby traps, the Minotaur, the Hydra, and the god of death himself. The difficulty curve, as you can expect, is so agonizing that you are guaranteed to die dozens of times before you reach the surface world. However, dying here ain't so bad, and that's because every time you perish, you are transported back to your home, the House of Hades. While here, you can speak to friends, enemies, relatives, and even Hades himself. And since your fellow gods rarely, if ever, repeat dialogue, you always learn something new about them upon each visit, enriching your relationship with them. You get so attached to these people's wonderful tales, players will actually deliberately die just so they can return to the house and hear more of these stories. Even though it's theoretically impossible to reach the surface after less than a dozen tries, you will stay in the underworld much, much longer just to ensure your relationship with the character blossom. So that's our list. Once you guys think down in the comments below, what did you think about these games, and are they better if you suck at them? While you're down there as well, can you please give us a like, share, subscribe, and head over to whatculture.com for more lists and news like this every single day. Even if you don't though, I've been Josh. Thanks so much for watching, and I'll see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.